Welcome to It Is Time with Mark Seebach. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you hung in there through the music, it's wonderful music, but we are starting a little late, so we'll run a little bit over into the next hour. I usually start my shows with a little prayer. I hope you'll join in. Thank you, creation, for the gift of this day. In honor of this gift, I will live every moment as the present that it is. Thank you. And thank you for tuning in to It Is Time with me, Mark Seebach. How's everyone doing out there today? Hope all is well. And if you're homesick from work or from school, I hope you get well very quickly so that you can go and experience life and all the joy that there's there. Let's see, I didn't have a show planned for today. I'm sorry, so we're going to do this off the cuff. One of the things that I'd like to say is I've been watching the debates of the presidential candidates, and something that comes up once in a while, and I have to take issue with because it's an untruth that is put out there. But many candidates and even people in office say how they took an oath to protect and defend the people of the United States of America. And I have to say that no, you didn't, unless you've changed the oath to suit yourself. Because the oath of office is to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And that's a very, very important difference, because the Constitution has been under assault, and it's under the name of security, and we really need to start looking at the Constitution for what it is, which is the law of the land, and we need to tell our elected representatives, stop trying to protect me. I don't need protection. I'm an adult, and I'll protect my children. Protect the Constitution so we have all the rights necessary for us as individuals to protect ourselves and to live a full and fruitful life in the United States of America. Just my little thing there. It's just something that bothers me each time I hear it, and it needs to be corrected. And this is truth. This is the oath that they took, and we should expect them to uphold that oath. So anyway, I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I had a wonderful Thanksgiving all with my family, and we all shared what we were thankful for, and mostly it was for family and friends, and the most important things that are in your life are the human beings, not the things, not what you do, not how you make your money, not money. It's the human beings within your life that are important. Always have been, always will be. And I hope you have that understanding and that you love your friends and your family with all your heart, and that you accept them for who they are with all your heart, and don't try to turn them into what you think they should be or what you think would be right. And let them live and learn and love on their own path, and accompany them on that journey, on that path for the time that you have together. I would like to read the lyrics to a song for you that don't necessarily have to do with that. It's more of a question that was formed back in the late 1960s, early 1970s, by a artist known as Cat Stevens, who has changed his name, and I don't want to try to say his name because I'm not sure of it. But I know that he converted to Islam, and so now he has an Islamic name. But the name of the song is Where Do the Children Play? And it was by Cat Stevens. And here we go. Well, I think it's fine building jumbo planes or taking a ride on a cosmic train. switch on summer from a slot machine. Yes, get what you want to, if you want, because you can get anything. I know we've come a long way. We're changing day to day. But tell me, where did the children play? Well, you roll on roads over fresh green grass. For your lorry loads, pumping petrol gas. And you make them long, and you make them tough. But they just go on, and it seems that you can't get off. Oh, I know we've come a long way. We're changing day to day. But tell me, where do the children play? You know, well, you've cracked the sky. Scrapers fill the air. But will you keep on building higher till there's no more room up there? Will you make us laugh? Will you make us cry? Will you tell us when to live? Will you tell us when to die? I know we've come a long way. We're changing day to day. But tell me, where do the children play? And that is pretty succinct and insightful for the times. Because I have to ask you, where do your children play? Do they play at the park? Do they play games in the street? And do they play in the neighborhood? Or do they sit in front of an electronic box pushing buttons, totally absorbed, totally blocking out any human interaction, and just stuck in the tube? We've made some errors in judgment, folks. We've made some errors that are costing us dearly now, and they will cost us in the future. One of those errors is the proliferation of virtual reality entertainment. Is it a nice thing to do once in a while? Maybe, depending on the content. But virtual reality is not reality. And what you learn from virtual reality is not reality. And the children who've grown up doing this have almost lost their contact with their humanism. Is it a generalized statement? Yes, it is. But look at our world today. Look at what happens in our schools when you have something like the Columbine thing. This is an extension of the virtual reality, where if you push a button, targets are destroyed. No longer are the targets other human beings with other lives, with their loved ones, that they were sons or daughters, that they're mothers or fathers. None of that applies. They're just targets. And this is what virtual reality teaches. You can disagree with me all you'd like. This is my experience. This is my perception of what has happened to our children. We've allowed it, folks. Are we at fault? Yes, in that we've allowed it. Are the manufacturers at fault? Yes, because they put out a product that everyone wanted that did these things. The things that are taught, by the way, are up to the programmers of these. And I don't believe that they're teachers, and I don't believe that they're parents. I can't believe they're parents, that they would have these lessons taught. But I grew up outdoors playing interactive games with other human beings. This I remember as my school away from school. And even in school, it is interhuman interaction that is the biggest teacher, not the adult at the front of the classroom. But let me know what you think about that. Our numbers to call are, as I bring down my computer screen to be able to see them, we'll go 1-877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. 1-888-815-9756. That's for our neighbors to the north in Canada and the U.S. And our direct line is 1-530-876-3222. Give me a call. We can discuss this. We can discuss anything you would like, as a matter of fact. This show is not about me. It's about you and those things that you would like to discuss. It's the holiday season. Are you preparing for Christmas? Have you gotten all your gifts bought? I haven't. I like to do it in the Christmas timey time when it's fun to go shopping, and I don't go to malls. That's my preference. I like to visit the independent stores who really appreciate your business and serve you with the human touch and who speak to you on a first name basis. And so we help each other. I'm not a big corporate fan is the best way to put it. I like human beings that make up corporations, not the corporations themselves. But in the meantime, while you're thinking about something to call me about and talk to, let me read you another Cat Stevens lyric that's pretty good. He wasn't known for this song so much, but it's been covered by a number of artists. It's called "The First Cut is the Deepest," and it's by Cat Stevens. And here we go. I would have given you all of my heart, but there's someone who's torn it apart, and she's taken almost all that I've got. But if you want, I'll try to love again. Baby, I'll try to love again, but I know the first cut is the deepest. Baby, I know the first cut is the deepest. 'Cause when it comes to being lucky, she's cursed. When it comes to loving me, she's worse. But when it comes to being loved, she's first. That's how I know. The first cut is the deepest. Baby, I know. The first cut is the deepest. I still want you by my side, just to help me dry the tears that I've cried. 'Cause I'm sure gonna give you a try. And if you want, I'll try to love again. But baby, I'll try to love again. But I know the first cut is the deepest. Baby, I know the first cut is the deepest. 'Cause when it comes to being lucky, she's cursed. When it comes to loving me, she's worse. But when it comes to being loved, she's first. That's how I know. The first cut is the deepest. Baby, I know. The first cut is the deepest. Very good broken heart song there. And also showing that love carries on even when you know it could be wrong. And it may not be exactly what you think it is. But you don't stop loving overnight, and you don't just stop loving. We do grow apart in our lives. But if you keep just touch, just little bit without holding too tight. There's another song that reminds me of Hold On Loosely by 38 Special. It's another great song about that. It's a great song, and Cat Stevens, really great writer, and I would hope you'd reintroduce yourself to him if you have a chance to find his stuff out there. Anyway, let's see what else is going on. I heard a wonderful show last night on Visible by Numbers with Allison Bauman. She had a guest on who was most excellent. Her name was Michelle White Dove, and she is a finalist on the show America's Psychic Challenge, or not real sure, but it is on Lifetime, and she is a finalist, and she is extremely good medium, psychic, intuitive person, and you might look her up on the net. And be sure to watch the show this Friday on Lifetime. It should be very, very interesting. And just shows some of those things that probably a lot of you are experiencing. Intuitiveness, precognition, the sense of deja vu for many people is coming on very strong. Because we're growing. We are, as individuals and as a species, growing and evolving at this time. More and more people are coming to feel things in a different way, that it's cutting through all the blockages that have been put up and all the things that have been taught that were incorrect. I hope you're enjoying it, because I am. There's nothing to fear. It's all about love. One of the biggest things you need to do is love yourself. Because you are who you are. You know exactly who you are. And that's who you need everybody else to know, is the person that is you, not the things that you've been taught, but the person that's in your heart, that is your soul, and stop hiding it to protect yourself, because you're not in need of any protection. In fact, the best way to protect yourself is to put yourself out there and deal with whatever may come, good or bad, because then you don't have to equate anything to your growth. You don't have to tie it to anyone else, because truly we are all in this alone while being all in this together. Each and every person has to come to know themselves, warts and all. Every single person has to come to accept themselves as they are, warts and all, and try and strive to correct those deficiencies that you see, not to the social norm, but to what's in your heart that you know is true. In your heart that you know is correct. Your heart will not lead you off into the darkness. It will only lead you to the light and illumination, so that your way is clear. And I urge each and every listener to do that for themselves. I cannot do this for you other than maybe remind you that you're okay. You've always been okay. You're really a good person. And you need to accept that. But other than that, any other things that someone might teach you will only be if you accept them as yours anyway. So you need to know that you are the person in control of you. Always have been and always will be. And if you give that control over to another, then you will be that person's perception of you. You won't be who you are. So please, be who you are. Because you're needed by everyone else. And you're needed for yourself. So that you don't live a lie. Because the only lie that you can live is if you lied to yourself. Okay, so please do that for yourself. Not for this guy that's just a voice on the radio. Not for your husband or wife. Because obviously your husband or wife married you for you. And if they tried to change you and what they wanted, well, then they didn't marry you for you, and you need to discuss that and figure out just what's going on. But please, live and be who you truly are. Because that was the gift God gave to this earth, was you. And each one of you is that gift. And you each have something that is necessary for this world to turn, for this species to evolve and continue on. You are important. You are necessary. You are someone who makes a difference. Whether it's just thought, whether it's words, whether it's deeds, whether it is helping someone else who needs assistance. You are the most important person living at this time. It's not ego. As long as you don't look at yourself as more important than your neighbor, because your importance is dependent on your neighbor. His importance or her importance is dependent upon you, because in that human interaction is when those things that need to be done get done. Because most of the time when we're alone, we think of all the things that we've done that could have been done better. We think about the losses we've had. We think about all these different things that thinking, which should be how we come to our decisions on what we do, can become a spiral where we are in our mind. And the one thing about your mind, it'll tell you how you're not worth anything, and keep you going down that spiral, declining spiral. So when I say think, I want you to think with your heart mind. And that sounds kind of weird, but it's not. Use your brain for discernment of the truth or the rightness of what your heart mind would have you do. But almost in every case, from my personal experience, when my actions were precipitated by my heart mind's decision, it was always correct. It is always correct. And basically I used the discernment of my mind for information that I am not getting straight from, let's say, my experience. But if I listen to someone else, I use my discernment to say, this is a truth or this is a falsehood. And I'm not judging the person, just the information. And in that, I come to an understanding that it may validate what my heart mind has already said in other instances concerning the subject, but it can also, with my discernment, say, okay, this is not even close to the experiences I have experienced. I can't accept what this person posits as understanding. It doesn't mean they're wrong. In their experience, they may have had those lessons that brought them to that understanding. I never speak of anyone right or wrong. They're can be correct or incorrect. They may be mistaken. They may be truth. They may be falsehood. And it all comes down to the intent. If someone's intending to mislead, then they're a liar. If someone has been giving the wrong misinformation, if someone's been given misinformation, and this is what they learned, and they give that misinformation out without knowing that it's not correct, then they're just mistaken, if you understand where I'm coming from there. It really has to do with intent. Give me a call. I really don't enjoy talking to myself. I know I'm talking to you folks out there, but I'd rather speak to another human being and get their thoughts on these things. So toll free, the number is 1-877-876-5227. USA and Canada, it's 1-888-815-9756. And there's always the direct line, 1-530-876-3222. So, anyway, please give me a call. I'd like to speak with you. Let's see what else is going on in the world. Glad to see there's some kind of movement towards peace in the Middle East. Whether it'll work out or not, I certainly put my intent towards peace every day, and just need to get these folks who think it's better to harm people and destroy things than it is to love people and build things to change their minds. So hopefully that'll be done. And let's see what else is going on. I just learned today of a giant mass of garbage. It's not a good thing, unfortunately, but there's a giant mass of garbage between Hawaii and California that just kind of sits out there, and it's as large as Texas. Can you imagine an almost an island of garbage as big as Texas? Holy mackerel. And because of the way the winds are and the currents, it just kind of keeps accumulating more and more. And it is having an effect on the creatures that live in the sea and feed and birds. And the one thing about plastic, although it photodegrades, it keeps its molecular structure, and it just keeps getting smaller and smaller. So you end up having plastic sand, and it looks a lot like food to many creatures, but it cannot be digested, so they end up having a full stomach and starve to death, which is not a good thing. And I haven't heard anybody talking about cleaning it up. It's just the article have pointed out that it's there. And we are having an impact as a species. Another story that I read recently was about a jellyfish attack on a salmon farm in Ireland. And it was kilometers full of jellyfish. In fact, they couldn't get through the jellyfish to try to save the salmon on a salmon farm. And that kind of falls into, well, maybe we're not supposed to be farming wild animals. That could be, but there would be no place in the wild where salmon would congregate in the numbers necessary to have a farm. to produce a scent in the water of their mass accumulation. So jellyfish are opportunistic, and I would assume that they smelled the concentration of fish and said, ooh, dinner, and went and had dinner. But we need to start looking at these types of things where we're not living to the natural way of life and how it's affecting things. Hopefully the people who lost financially will recover, but hopefully the fish will recover. And I would say keep an eye on the jellyfish, because from the way that we're having dead zones, there are dead zones in different parts of the oceans which have no oxygen in them, so nothing lives there except for jellyfish. They love it, and they can live either with oxygen or without oxygen. So if the only creatures breeding and blossoming and everything are jellyfish within this area, and they leave that area to go to the oxygen, well, they're going to be something to be reckoned with. And keep an eye on that. I mean, it's not a bad thing, but I think you'll see be seeing more about jellyfish incursions, human jellyfish interaction, and we'll just have to watch that. But it's just something that I intuit, and not only intuit, but see physically happening through different reports from around the world. So might keep an eye on that and watch it when you go swimming, especially if there's jellyfish warnings. I've been stung by a jellyfish. Ouch. Ouch a lot. So don't do that if you can avoid it at all. But let's see what else is going on. You know, we're in the Christmas shopping season, which started before Thanksgiving this year, much to my chagrin. I'd like to see everybody, instead of keeping Halloween, the fright and the fear and all that stuff from Halloween year-round, let's throw the Christmas spirit in there instead. You know, the one of love and giving and acceptance and helping others. And just that thought. And maybe not go so much with the gift, getting gifts and giving lots of gifts and those things. One gift to someone who is down is worth 1,000 gifts to someone that has everything. That's maybe we should start looking at that. Going and seeing someone who's cold and gifting them with a blanket or a jacket. Something along those lines. Because it's much more to the understanding of what the birth of the Christ child was, the gift to the world by creation of this being who brought an understanding of the love of creation to us all. And whether you believe that or not, well, I don't think anyone can deny the actual spirit that gets into people during this time of year. And hopefully you all drop all the stress, because there should be no stress in giving or receiving. Just leave the stress alone. Don't worry about things that you can't control. And just love living and giving and receiving and live, because that's why you're here. You're here to live and love. And love living. Any of you who are in pain out there, let me send a quick healing. And I hope that helps a little bit. That heart was sent with love. And it's me touching you so that you may heal yourself. It's not me healing you. You heal yourself in whatever you take, whether it's medicines or anything. You are the healer. You are in charge of that body that you have. And sometimes it gets out of control. You have to take it back under control and do what you need to do to continue. And if it's overwhelming, then you transition to a different form of living. You don't die. Only the container that contained you decomposes. That which is you continues on. And depending on what your spiritual beliefs are, that's how you will continue on, just by your understanding. Let me see what else is going on. Not a whole lot. Watching it from myself, I'm a little bit under the weather, kind of like a flu-like symptoms, but I feel great. I understand that our bodies have to deal with the reality of the physical being, and you don't feel great all the time. It just doesn't work out that way because we're subject to so many toxins in our environment, known and unknown, and our body has to deal with that. And one way I deal with it, I do drink Aquarius oxygen water, which is Langenberg oxygen water. I recommend it to anyone who would like to cleanse their system and get the toxins out and keep them out as best as possible. And you can go to langenbergwater.com and look them up. It's LANGENBURGWATER.com. And I'd recommend it highly. See if you go to the retailer, see if it's in your area. If not, have them send you some, because it is really, it's not bottled tap water. It's water the way it's supposed to be. You have to try it to see. I don't want you to take my word for it. I don't want, in anything, because only through your experience can you know just virtually anything. If you believe something which you've been taught, you don't know it, and you're not sure of it. Can you have faith? Yes. But direct experience and knowing are key in accepting things for yourself that will lead you down this path, down on this journey that we are all on individually, but we walk together sometimes down the same path. And those are joyous times because we have company on the journey. Please do try that. And also visit with Allison on Monday evenings on Visible by Numbers. I highly recommend her show also and her work as a numerologist. She's the real deal. And so many other shows that are on the BBS network. X Squared Radio, another great show with Dr. Brooks Agnew on Sundays. Please tune in. He has wonderful guests. I also listened to his show this past Sunday with John J. Harper, Dr. John J. Harper. It was a very, very good show, excellent show, and not something that you'll hear on any commercial network radio, that's for sure. If you want to hear what you wouldn't hear somewhere else, BBS is the place, and it's not because it's untruth or wrong It's just that it doesn't necessarily fit into that which the reality that they would, those that control the media would like to project. You know what your reality is. You live it every day. If it doesn't meet up with television, there's a good reason for that. It's because television is illusion. Always has been. We forget that. Some people have. They don't see it on Fox News. They don't believe it. Well, they never will believe it. Yeah. And that's the same with anyone. Don't take those people seriously. I'm serious. And I'm not just saying Fox. I'm talking any news organization, because it's controlled. It's not everything you need to know about things. The writers throw their stuff in. The reporters put their emphasis on different things. Live your life as you experience it, because that is truth. And if something bad happens, don't generalize it. If something happens, you're assaulted by someone of a different race, don't hate the race. It was just that individual, okay, that did something criminal, and that's why there's laws. Don't hold it against a race, because each person is an individual. The race card is irrelevant. It really is. Other than, and I'll make that caveat, other than possibly their experience in life to get them to the point where you have the interaction that is a negative interaction. but then, if you use your compassion, which is put yourself in the other person's shoes, you can't judge them for what. All you can do is go by what happens in your experience. Deal with it with your experience and move on and learn the lesson, whatever the lesson is. It may not be your lesson, it might be their lesson. Do that. Do that and be happy, because you're completely capable of it. You're loved. When I say love yourself, join everybody else because you're loved. Okay? Those that don't love are irrelevant, once again. They're not part of your experience. Your experience is your love, your life, what you've learned. And hopefully the lessons that you've learned didn't cut you off from other experience. Because other than sticking your hand in a fire and learning that you'll get burned, in many other situations it's not so cut and dried. We may get burned one time doing something, and the next time everything is joyous. So depends on what you decide to experience and how you decide to experience it. But if anyone's out there, give me a ring. Numbers are 1-877-876-5227. Also 1-888-815-9756 if you're listening up in Canada. And the direct line is 1-530-876-3222. And if you're just tuning in, hi, I'm Mark Seebach. Nice to meet you. Love you. Don't even know you, but I love you. And that's just how I am. And I'm not a hippie. I wash regularly. The understanding of the naturalness, the need to get back to natural things, to live as human beings rather than as Americans or Canadians or Mexicans or Europeans or German, all these different things that would separate, that would put a fence up between us, I don't have. Okay, I'm a human being. You're a human being. Hey, we're human beings. If we want to discuss that other crap later, we can. But no, number one, we're human beings. And our goal is to survive. in our way is to live. And that's why we're here. We're not here for any of the other crap. You're here to love, live, and nurture, to allow other things to love and live and nurture, to allow other things to love and live and nurture. This is a planet of life. It's not a planet of death. Death is a part of life. It's not an end. It's a transition. Do we wish to avoid it as much as possible so our journey doesn't end here? But if our journey does not add to the well-being of the planet, of our neighbors, of ourselves, why bother? We need to be human beings first, above all else. And humans being, most certainly. And in being human, forget all you learned, you're not a sinner. Hey, how about that? You are a child learning. A child learning, unless they do something with intent that is against the learning, it's just a mistake. Something to be learned from so that the mistake doesn't happen again. Let's do that, folks. Let's do that every day, in every way. Be grateful. Be thankful for the opportunity to do whatever you're going to do every day. We are given this gift. We call it life, existence. It's given. Accept the gift. Live the life. Love the life. Give your love to enhance the life of all those you come in contact with. Please remember you're loved outside of yourself so that you may love that which is within yourself. Always. Always and forever. Have a wonderful week, my brothers and sisters, for you are my brothers and sisters, and you always will be. Love yourself. Love your neighbors. And use discernment to know the truth of what your life is. May creation guide you, and may you walk the path to the light which is in all of us. Have a great day, folks, and I'll see you next week on the radio. Bye-bye.